Lots of activity in Parshas Kedoshim. Every pasuk or two is a whole new world. So in the 19th chapter, which is the second reading of Parshas Kedoshim, we have a number of laws that govern interpersonal relationship. So for example, we start off by talking about the concept of justice and that there shouldn't be corruption as interperson. And then after that, we talk about the concept of talebearing. And we talk about the responsibility that we have towards each other. We go on to talk about the prohibition of hate and the responsibility we have to find ways to positively influence those around us. And in verse 18, the Torah begins with the words, Lo yisikem, v'lo yisiter. You shall not exact vengeance or payment from somebody, retribution, payback, getting even with somebody. And lisita means you shouldn't even bear a grudge. As b'nei amecha, the members of your family, the members of your nation. And the Torah here presents those famous five words, v'ahavta l'reacha kamecha. You must love your fellow as yourself. Ani Hashem, I am God. So let's take a look at Rashi. Leisikim, the first half of the pasuk. You shall not get even. So what's the difference in nekama? What is nekama? What is natira? So Rashi gives us simple examples. Omar lei, a person says, Hashileni magolecha. Can you please loan me your sickle? Omar lei says to him, Lav. Nothing doing. The machar, the very next morning, he has a need now to borrow something. Omar lei says, Hashileni kardumcha. Can I borrow your axe, your hatchet, hoe? Omar lei says to him, Eini mashilcha. I'm not going to loan it to you. Why not? Kederech shalei yishaltani. You didn't do for me, I won't do for you. Is the most natural kind of behavior. Most people do to others the way they've been treated by them. So if you were bad to me, I'm bad to you. The Torah prohibits this. It's the right thing to do, not because somebody was nice to me. It's the right thing to do because it is the right thing to do. So if that's what nekama is, what is netira? Ezohi netira. Omar lei, here Rashi once again metaphorizes and he gives us a simple example. Hashileni es kardumcha. The person says, please, can you loan me your sickle? Amalei, pardon me, your hoe, your hatchet. Amalei, he says, lav. Lamochar, tomorrow, the next day, Amalei, hashileni magolcho. Loan me your sickle, Amalei. Hey, loch, here, go right ahead. Eini kemeischa. I'm not like you. Shalei shaltani. I remember very well you didn't do what I asked yesterday. I didn't forget that, but I'm not like that. Go ahead, you be stingy, you be mean. I'm not like that. You did that, I won't do that. I am going to be the mentioned the right thing, but I kept the grudge. I didn't forget. And I remind you I didn't forget. So Rashi says this is netira. Why is it called netira? So netira comes from the terminology of guarding or watching. Shanoiter eva, that the person guards or keeps the anger, the hatred, belibe in his heart, afalpi she'ini nekim, even though he doesn't exactly get even, he doesn't do the same thing, but nonetheless, he doesn't forget about it either. It may not cause him to do the final act, but it certainly contributes. It's part of the picture. That's not a good thing. So this is very much part of the nitty-gritty of everyday life. The Torah speaks to the petty side of human nature. And the fact that we generally, even if we're nice people, will treat others the way they treat us. And the Torah says, no, that's not how you should treat others. You treat others the way Hashem wants you to treat them. Not because you're not nice to them because they're nice to you. You should be nice to them because Hashem says to be nice to you or to them. And whether they do or don't do this is their business. That's between them and God. And what you do is between you and God. And don't confuse the two. You aren't nice to somebody because they're nice to you. You treat your fellow properly because Hashem says treat your fellow properly. Okay, So that's not only I'm not allowed to hate somebody else, I have to do for somebody else because that's the right thing to do. And here the Torah concludes and says, V'ahavta l're'acha kamecha. You have to love your fellow as yourself. Says Rashi, V'ahavta l're'acha kamecha, love your fellow as yourself. Omer Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, Ze klal gadol b'teira. This is a great rule or principle in the entire Torah. So if somebody wants to fulfill the Torah properly, then the ahavta l're'acha kamecha is a very key and important part of it. Now it's interesting, Rashi doesn't go into the details. He doesn't say, what does it mean, v'ahavta l're'acha kamecha? If you look in Ramban, Ramban says that the mitzvah is that you should love your fellow in everything, the same way you love yourself. We all have self-love, we care about ourselves, that's how we should treat our fellow. Same level of self-love. Self-love, love of somebody else, same thing. Should be no difference whatsoever. It's interesting that Rashi in Masechet Sanhedrin, the end of chapter 4, he translates this. He says, what does this mean, this love business? Is it a mitzvah in the heart? Is it about actually feeling love? He says it means that the Jewish people were told that they should do towards others that which they want done to themselves. So you should do. It's not a love, it's not a heart, it's not an emotional mitzvah. It's not speaking to how I should feel. It's a mitzvah that speaks to what I should do. What should I do? The way you would want to be done to you. That's what you should do to somebody else. It's an action-oriented mitzvah. So Rashi doesn't say it's about love. Rashi doesn't say it's about an emotion in the Gemara. He explains that this is very much something that should inform our actions. Why doesn't Rashi say that here? Doesn't breathe a word of it here. You know, the Rambam in Hilchos Deos puts it this way. He says you should always speak positively about another. In other words, the Torah already told me not to speak slanderously. Do I have to speak positively? Would you like somebody to speak positively about you? Then that's how you should speak about somebody else. But Rashi here, instead of explaining, he simply says, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Zer Klal Gadol B'Torah. And that begs the question. Why does not Rashi explain and clarify the meaning of V'ahavta l're'acha kamecha? So we're in a rush. We're going to go straight to the Biurei HaChumash on page Reish Ayin Ches Siman Yud of Parshas Kedoshim. The Rebbe asks exactly this question: L'shem Ma Hevi Rashi Maimer Chazal Zeh? Why did Rashi bring this teaching of the Gemara? She'ein Bei L'cha'era, that there is not within it. It seems K'dei L'Hesiv B'Havanas Pshuta Shel Mikra. Seemingly, Rashi's comment does not necessarily inform or explain or clarify or elucidate the meaning of the scripture. It just doesn't. Ramban explains the meaning of the scripture. Rashi himself in Masechet Sanhedrin explains the practical implications of the scripture. Here Rashi doesn't say anything. He just quotes a Maimer Chazal. Amar Rabbi Akiva is a klal gadol b'teira. Okay. So what if Rabbi Akiva said it's a klal gadol b'teira? How does that explain how I do this? So the Rebbe suggests that by quoting this Maimer Chazal, Rashi answers not one, but two questions. Two questions which would naturally rise when a person, when especially a child, reads this verse, two questions will come up. And Rashi, in one fell swoop, answered both of those questions. What are the two questions? So question number one is, if you're being realistic and honest with yourself, Ketzad niten letzavas ala adam she'ev adam acher? How could you command somebody to love somebody else? How could you command them? Either love them or I don't love them. And not just command them to love them, but ba'oisei mida shu'ei v'satzmei. I command somebody to love somebody else, and I command them not just to love him, you should love him the way you love yourself. It's davar ha'menugud lachlutin la'ifehe anushi. It's actually the polar opposite of human nature. The survival instinct is the strongest single instinct of any of our instincts, and we have lots of them. By far, the survival instinct is the strongest. Why? Because human beings, by nature, are prone to be self-preservationists, to care about themselves. That's human nature. Human nature is that it's avas asma, we love ourselves. Love doesn't mean you have to hug yourself or fawn over yourself. Love means that that's what you're concerned with, that's what you're worried about. You are the object of your own concern. You are the major object of your own anxieties and worries. You will tend to always be lenient on yourself. You'll tend always to gloss over your faults. to emphasize your strong points and de-emphasize your weak points. That's who we are by nature. And here the Torah comes along and says, you feel like that? Feel like that towards somebody else. You say, but they're not me. I didn't have to work at feeling like that about myself. That came naturally. Incidentally, Ramban, after he goes on and says that the Torah is expecting you to actually love somebody like you love yourself, Ramban himself says, a person's heart cannot accept this. It's not within the realm of our human emotions to love somebody else the way we love ourselves. It's just not. It's not possible. It can't be done. So this is a natural question. The child's going to learn v'ahavtarach komecha, and the child knows that when there's one candy, he wants the candy. And he doesn't want to share it as much as he wants it himself. If there's one fire truck in the room and the kids are fighting over playing the fire truck, the child knows that he wants the fire truck and he doesn't want somebody else to have it as badly as he wants it. A child understands that. It's common sense. So how could the Torah say something which is so uncommon sense? Number two, why is there a need for mitzvahs that tell us about how we're supposed to feel to somebody else, when most of these mitzvahs that tell us what we're supposed to do have already been enumerated? Rashi said, don't do to others as you would want done to yourself. That's what Rashi explains in the Gemara. But we already talked about this. For example, in yesterday's reading, we talked about Lesignevu. Don't take something that belongs to somebody else. Would you like somebody to take something that belongs to you? Certainly not. Don't take something that belongs to somebody else. Very simple. Leisigzel. You want to grab things? You like when people grab things away from you? Don't grab it from somebody else. Leiselech rochel. Don't go around bearing tales. So, I have a juicy lashon hara. Some real good gossip about this guy. Hey, would you like that you would be the subject of the gossip? Definitely not. Then don't do it about somebody else. Leisisna. Don't hate him. Would you like to be hated? If you don't want to be hated, don't hate somebody else. Lesikum, we just learned the prohibition of exacting revenge, getting payback. Torah says, no, revenge is not a Jewish thing. If now I have a mitzvah that comes along in the second half of chapter of verse 18 that says, I have to love my fellow as myself, so then why do I have to have all these other mitzvahs? Why do I have to have lesignevu, and lesigzel, and leselech rochel, and lesisna? If I love somebody, obviously I wouldn't take what's his, because I wouldn't want somebody to take what's mine. Obviously I wouldn't grab away what's his. Would I grab it? Would I want somebody to grab something that's mine? It's self-understood that I wouldn't go around speaking badly about him, because I wouldn't want that with regard to myself. Of course I wouldn't hate him. I don't hate myself. Would I get revenge on myself? If I myself know I did something wrong, and now I have to ask somebody for a favor, and I know I wasn't nice to that person, do I say, serves you right, don't you dare go and ask now. I say, but I need it. Tough luck. You should get revenge on yourself. You didn't have it when you needed it, and you didn't help them, they shouldn't help you. And the person comes along and says, I'd like to help you. So, no, I don't want you to help me. Why not? Says, I'm trying to get revenge on myself now. Because I didn't help you. So I want you not to help me, to teach me a lesson. Smack me hard. Who does that? It's self-understood. So if I have to love somebody like I love myself, why do I have to have these details for? Why does the Torah have to enumerate things? Kedei liyashiv kushis elu. To answer questions exactly like this. Hevi Rashi is divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rashi brings the words of Rabbi Akiva. She mitzvahs v'ahavta l'rachamecha mecha, that this mitzvah of loving your fellow as yourself is kalal. It's a rule. What was your question? Your question, why do I need this detail and that detail and the other detail? If after all, that will be included in v'ahavta l'rachamecha mecha. And the answer is, v'ahavta l'rachamecha mecha is the kalal. It's the rule. And the rule always includes the details. So it doesn't mean that if I have to do this mitzvah specifically, I don't need details. I do need details because this mitzvah is a klal. This mitzvah is the great general rule. And the great general rule will necessarily include many details. So those are the details. V'ahavta l'rach komecha, the mitzvah of loving your fellow as yourself, in other words, any mitzvah ha'yemed is b'fnei atzma. It's not a mitzvah that stands by itself. It's not a mitzvah that supports itself. That actually addresses the feelings in the heart in the way Ramban speaks. Ella, rather, bechinas klal. It's a rule. It is a general rule that includes many details. In other words, this mitzvah is the mitzvah that includes all the mitzvahs that govern interpersonal relationship. All the mitzvahs that are relevant for bin adam l'chaveira are now rolled up into one. Here's the klal, here's the rule. V'yahavta l'reyacha kameicha. Once I know v'yahavta l'achas kameicha, I understand that there are many details. The Torah will now spell out the details of how this is done, but this is the rule. And the rule will have details. Now, b'kach miyoshev eshnei akushas. This answers both of the different kinds of questions. Mitzvah l'reyach kameicha, eni d'reshas sheikarin zeh yizbate b'regesh mamashi. What was the question? How do you love? I command you to love. I don't love. You can command me to behave nicely. You can insist that I behave in a manner which is in keeping with what's right and decent and good. Can I command me to love? Elamai, what are we saying here? We're not talking about love as the Ramban says. We're talking instead about something which has expression in the real world. Here's what I'm going to do, not how I'm going to feel. Even though v'yahavta sounds like you should feel, what Rashi is telling us, it's a klal gadol. It's a great rule of what I do. And how does this v'yahavta l'reach kameicha get done? Oh, how does it get done? It gets done b'emtzayis kiyum ha-mitzvah shem adol l'chaveira, when I keep all the mitzvahs that govern how I treat others. That's how it gets done. Yeah, but wait, what about the feelings? Rashi says on a simple level, on pshutus shel mikra, it's not about feelings. On pshutus shel mikra, it's what I should be doing. What should I be doing? The pratim, the details. Therefore, the Torah gives all the details of mitzvahs, which are interpersonal, which govern how we treat others. The Torah gives us rules. The Torah gives us general principles, and the Torah explains it. There's a lot of klal uprat in the Torah. There's a lot of general principles, and then you haven't broken down into the details. So once I say this, all the questions fall away. The question is, how can I love somebody else the way you love yourself? I don't know. You don't have to. So what I have to do? I have to treat others the way they treat what I want to be treated. What does that mean practically? Practically, here's the details. Follow all these mitzvahs. And you follow all these mitzvahs just the way you would want done to yourself. The second kind of question was, what is the point of this mitzvah? Don't we have all those other details? If we have those details, so why don't we just say the klal? Say the rule, and then we don't have to say the details. And the answer is no. The klal, the general rule, is articulated as kind of a roundup on all the details. But the details are the things I have to do in order to fulfill this mitzvah of v'yahavta l'reach kameicha. And that, my dear friends, is the simple perspective on the love that Hashem expects from us as we deal with others.
Amazing. It's like if you have a question, you're not sure, you can go back to the general principle. Does it meet the general principle? I should do.
That's a good point. That's a good observation. Whenever you have a question of whether the details line up, go against the principle. Okay, yeah, and that works.